Do you remember your first lessons in life? I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Lessons like say please when you want something, say thank you when you get it, close what you open, clean up your own mess, leave something for someone else, or share. It's not nice to hit other people. Look both ways before you cross the street or hold hands when you go out into the world. Robert Fulghum wrote a book about those early lessons entitled, All I Really Need to Know, I Learned in Kindergarten. It was a big-time bestseller. In it, he talks about writing at a window desk, watching kids play outside. They were playing the time-honored game of hide and seek, as daylight was losing ground and the dark was gaining. One of the kids is real good at the game and hides too well under a pile of leaves. Soon the others give up the game and go home. Fulghum begins to think about all the adults who are good at hiding in life. The author has a burning desire to call out the window, "Get found, kid! Make some noise! Rustle the leaves!" or something, "Just get found!" It's easy for some of us to be real good at playing hide and seek in life. You're not hiding under a pile of leaves, but in attitudes that are your defense mechanism. Hide in all kinds of self-destructive behaviors, or hide behind habits that hold you back or keep you down, or hide behind a mask hoping no one will get close enough to see how you really feel or who you really are, or hide in your job so well that you rarely make it home, or hide behind a name, a title, a position. Hide behind a spouse or a friend so that you'll never have to grow beyond your comfort zone, or hide behind your kids living the life you wanted to live through them. There are all kinds of places where you can hide. The good news is nothing can compare to the joy of being found by the one who came to seek out and save the lost. No matter how good we are at hiding, Luke's gospel proclaims that the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost. The Heavenly CSI team is on the case, searching the evidence to find where you are. If you wandered away to the beach of mindless sins, the shepherd will leave the 99 to find you. God is on the treasure hunt like a housewife who sweeps the house clean to find that one coin. And nothing makes the Father happier than to see that which is lost is found and forgiveness is given. Let the party begin. And guess what? God will not give up on the game and go home. Makes you want to break out singing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Get found today.